SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
This is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 30th of May, 2024. The Australian share market down today 0.5%, 7,628. That's as BHP walked away from what would have been the biggest mining deal in a decade. For more on that and the day's market action, I spoke with Elizabeth Tian from Citi. Liz, our share market followed Wall Street's lead lower with the Dow at a near one-month low. Why the negative sentiment?
Yeah, our markets are trading lower and right across the board. If you look at the futures market, both US futures and Asian markets are also trading around 1% lower. There was nervousness overnight. It's still really all about central banks. It's about yields being high for longer. There were some bond auctions from the US overnight. And, you know, that was fairly tepid. And what that really is all about is, you know, we hear, Ricardo, all about how massive the deficit is in the US. The US government has just borrowed trillions and trillions of dollars. Obviously, all this money is rolling over. A couple of years ago, when rates were quite low, the US government was able to finance this at around 0.5%, 1% coupons. Now, when they roll over in this higher interest rate environment, they're having to pay a lot more with where rates are. That's meaning interest costs for the US government is a lot higher. They're needing a lot more buyers for their treasuries. And at the same time, we have some of the big foreign central bank buyers like China not stepping in as much as they used to.
So how's all that affected our share market today?
Yeah, our market's trading lower. It's at a three-week low, really on the back of, you know, Asian markets across the board also trading lower. Virtually all sectors lower today. And, you know, we've got obviously eyes on the energy sector. We've got the OPEC meeting later on in the week on Sunday, Saudi Arabia, Russia. Markets really expecting them to keep their production cuts in place. Obviously, oil's been very volatile. But until we get more clarity with where rates are, I think there's going to be a little bit of nervousness.
Speaking of interest rates, what's the market's latest thinking on the direction of local interest rates? Because one day would appear that, hey, rate cuts are still on the table sometime this year. I think NAB today confirming its forecast at the moment is for a November cut. But then if you speak to someone in the markets, they think, hey, it's likely to happen next year.
Yeah, it's a bit whiplashy at the moment, isn't it? We had the inflation numbers, which were a little bit stronger than expected in Australia yesterday. If you look at the rates market, it's now expecting about a 20% chance, can you believe, of a possible rate hike in September, and then possibly cuts really being delayed until around March next year. And that's our thinking. Luckily for the Reserve Bank, there's a few more data points to come out before their next meeting. We've got things like their GDP numbers. So, you know, the Reserve Bank is going to look at all those numbers before they make the next move, but it's very much on hold at the moment.
The big corporate story of the day is BHP walking away from making a firm offer for UK-based Anglo American. This would have been a huge deal if it had gone through, but I guess it was a little complex given Anglo had to sell some of the assets that BHP didn't want to make this deal viable. And what BHP really wanted were those copper assets given the use in the energy transition. So what's the market had to say about all of this and where to now for BHP?
You're absolutely right, Ricardo. It would have been the biggest mining deal of the decade. You know, BHP put in three bids in total. They had to revise it two times, and Anglo America rejected their final offer. That was all pulled overnight. And Anglo-America has got three of the best copper mines in the world. Having said that, though, with BHP walking away, it still remains the largest miner in the world by market cap. It's still the largest copper miner. Look, I think the market's almost breathe a sigh of relief with these things. Always the fear is that does a company overpay? BHP has really shown that it's been very disciplined over this whole potential takeover. They've exercised discipline and they've really walked away. I think the market's taken it quite well.
Okay, finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Yeah, no, it's been a very difficult market, right? Obviously, you've got US markets near record highs, and despite, us saying that the Australian market is at a 3-week low, it's still relatively high on the basis. And there's a lot of uncertainty there, especially with central banks. If, we are saying that there could be possible all these rate cuts that were priced in late last year, that's all being pushed away, including from ourselves. We don't think there will be a rate cut until late. Sorry, around March next year. So, with all the uncertainty of what central banks are going to do with the geopolitics, with markets, especially US markets at quite high valuations, I think it's probably hard for markets to grind a lot higher.
That is Elizabeth Tian there from Citi.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.